Begin the current daven, sech the Shabbos, daven and days, we begin on the base, begin Tezdei Masach, it begins the words of the Gemara, but ikka chatzitza, but there's an interposition, which Tezdei comments on Rashi's interpretation, and he gives a additional interpretation. That is, the Gemara had the question, okay, so it does become tamei, but how are you going to actually do the tefillah if it's bimkaimai, but there's going to be chatzitza? So what's this chatzitza that the Gemara is presuming? So Pirish B'Kointras, Rashi explains, Shatabas takur b'shir b'chezek, because the ring that the strap is attached to is very tightly in the collar of the neck, v'namayim nechnasim sham, and the water does not get in between the ring and the collar. So there's a chatzitza over there. Now, Baim Arith, so the Rik qualifies, and he says, the Tzarek Lema, based on Rashi's interpretation, what you have to say is, Shepa'am masir nesam, that obviously sometimes you remove the ring from the collar, and you do something with it independently. Because at all times the ring is attached to the collar, to the neck of the animal, so then it's considered one vessel. It's not an interposition that's part of the vessel itself. Obviously, sometimes it's disconnected, and therefore you would have to get the water all around, and therefore, since it's so tight, it's a chatzitza. But the Rav Pirish period, she gives a different interpretation. It says, "Va'ikah chatzitza, where's the interposition? Lefishu davik b'tzava behema. Since the collar is so tight around the neck of the animal, it doesn't get into the collar on all sides." The next Tezim Masatez begins the words of the Gemara b'shirishchan, that it was hammered. Tezim comes to explain, why didn't the Gemara at this point say the same answer as the Gemara brings later on from the Braisa? And that is, the Gemara says, so how is it not a chatzitza? It's because it was banged out, so it was widened the hole. But then the Gemara goes through all these different answers has to give for then, but then it's really tar by itself. So then says the Gemara, says Tais, L'hochi l'muki l'b'mechol, why didn't it just give the simple answer like the Braisa of it was made hollow, meaning made very wide holes? The ain't derech hasher lasik liyaskin, because it's not the norm for it to be like that. It usually is very tight. So if it would make more sense that they had to go out and bang it, and not like the Braisa who avoids the question but has to go on the more deichig to say that it was originally made with such a wide gap. The next taste, the master taste, wins the words of the Gemara. Tabash eskina lachker b'masna, a ring that was made to go ahead and to belt his loins, his waist, which the Gemara brought that a ring that's made at the on a garment that's not considered as a tabas of kalim. That's not considered as tabas of adam. It's really tabas of kalim, even though a person wears it, but it's really considered a tabas of kalim. Nilari, to see to the read that the hainu, what is this ring? Lachgur mabusha b'shein rochavim. It's to wrap the garments that are very wide. Va'igdam keneged masna b'tabas. And then he ties it like a belt around his waist with this ring. So it's like the belt buckle. Ke'enjer perish b'kunj, like Rashi explained lichshar b'es kaseifa, when he talks about when you tie up by the shoulders, the sleeves. That's a similar type of idea with what this ring is by a person's waist. To the next taste, the master says again the words of the Gemara, Hishal Almoig, the ring is from Almoig wood, and the seal, the signet, is from metal. Which taste asks a question on the Gemara, where the Gemara was saying that since the ring itself, which is the primary, as the Gemara is explaining, it was made out of wood, and it's pshuti kliyetz, it doesn't have a receptacle, so therefore it's not mekabel tumah. On that taste asks, Mentem, if you're going to say, taste asks to take a second look. What do you mean, a ring that has something inside of it? There is a receptacle, the place where the prongs that you could put in the seal inside of it. Obviously, there is a receptacle on the ring. What you could say is the inza beis kibul. That's not considered a receptacle. That means because the Gemara says elsewhere, beis kibul also lamalis. If it's a receptacle, but it's always filled up, loish maybe it's kibul. It's not considered a receptacle because it's always closed up, and therefore that wouldn't qualify to undo it from shud dekliyets, and therefore it's not from a kabbalatam. The next taste, the master says against the words of the Gemara, but time to learn the braisa machad a needle. Whether there is a hole or is not a hole. Chase explains that the Gemara's question is only according to Rava. The Gemara had a question. This that we said that the halachas of all the needles that are whole and are shined, the laws of Tumah are all the same. But we learned the Braisa said only regarding Shabbos, there's no difference between if there's a hole or not a hole. But regarding Tumah, we said that only if it's a machad nekuva, a needle that has a hole, then it's a makabel Tumah. That was the Gemara's question. So Chase says that nirla read seems to the read the leparcha liba d'abaya. The Gemara's question was not going according to Abaya. For the fact that we're learning the braisa, the French regarding tuma, between if it has a hole or not, why is that not difficult according to Abaya? Do you have a mafarish? Because he would explain that this that we're differentiating regarding tuma, that she'ein nekuva, what does it mean that it doesn't have a hole? This is the that we had mentioned before that we're not including in the case over here. What do you mean it doesn't have a hole? It means to say that the hole was taken away or the point. Because according to his opinion, that's also a needle that the hole was taken away, that it's still considered as a kli regarding the laws of Shabbos. And therefore, that could be that we're saying in the contrast of Shabbos. So therefore, it makes sense that we, in the beginning of the Braisa, that it says that a needle, whether it has a hole or not a hole, you're allowed to move on Shabbos, so therefore it's not difficult. Because that's what the Gemara already said. That Rabbi Elazar is saying to his student that he wasn't talking about regarding differentiations in Tumah regarding if it's broken. It's only too much Shlemus. But you're right. By those that are broken, there would be a difference regarding Tumah. But he explains that this Braisa is saying that there's a difference in the Kuva. In the Kuva doesn't mean that it doesn't have a hole. It means to say that it broke, it was taken away, or the needle was taken away. So it's a broken part. So therefore, it's not difficult on him. And he can explain that that's what the Braisa means over here. El Alibu de Rava Parch. The question only according to Rava. Day, according to him, lemitzin lefarashachi, you cannot explain like this that she'ain in the kuba means to say that the hole or the point was taken away, meaning that quote is broken. Like it's obvious in the Gemara later on, where there the Gemara brings that Rava holds that a needle that the eye was taken away is forbidden to be moved on Shabbos. Here in the Braisa, it's saying that a needle, whether it has a hole or not, meaning the she'ain in the kuba, is permitted to be moved on Shabbos. Obviously, you have to say, according to Rava, that when it says it's a macha she'ain the kuba, it doesn't mean that the hole or the point was taken away. It must mean literally regarding if it ever had a hole made in it. And the Braisa is differentiating between a nekuva and not nekuva regarding tuma. So therefore, the question was going according to Rava. Now, Tei says, v'tim l'ri. That's a wonder to the ri. The kibin de l'yoda ha'makshi de mayer begalmi, because that's the Gemara's answer. Since the questioner did not know that when it means she'ein nekuva, that in this braisa is tomat an unfinished needle that you just didn't make the hole yet. So if you didn't know that yet, simkim balav achitik shel Rava. So then anyway, if we're saying this whole Gemara's question going according to Rava, then anyway it's difficult according to Rava. How could you say in the braisa that you can move it on Shabbos, but Rava holds that a kli that's not makabel tuma, you can't move on Shabbos. Kedeperch b'reish kalkim. Like the Gemara asked this over there in Reish Kalkim. So therefore, anyways, it bothers the Re. Why is the Gemara asking this question? If anyways, if you don't even know that it's Gomei Kli, anyway, it would be difficult according to Rava.